Shalom to all! We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Bereishis, which is completely packed. In the beginning of Hashem's creating heaven and earth, it was completely empty, full of darkness. Hashem said, let there be light. There was light. Hashem separated between the light and darkness, called the light day and the darkness night one day. Hashem strengthened the Rekia, the division between the upper and lower waters. He called the Rekia Shemayim a second day. Hashem gathered all the waters into one area, called that the seas, and the dry land the earth. He then set all sorts of vegetation to grow, fruit trees, plants, and herbage. A third day, Hashem installed all the luminaries and heavenly bodies, sun, moon, and stars. A fourth day, Hashem had the waters bring forth creatures and fish of the water and birds of the sky. A fifth day, Hashem had the land bring forth animals, beasts, and creepy crawlies. Hashem then created Adam in his likeness and image. He was instructed to be fruitful and multiply and given dominion over all the fish, birds, and animals. A sixth day, Hashem completed all and abstained from creating on the seventh day, which he then blessed and sanctified. Hashem made a garden in Eden and placed Adam there to work it and guard it. Adam was allowed to eat from any tree, just not from the Eitz Hadas. Adam gave all the animals their names, and because he didn't have a partner, Hashem formed Chava from his side. The Nachash was cunning and desired Chava, convinced her to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which she did, and then gave to Adam as well. Only then did they realize they were unclothed, so they took fig leaves to cover themselves. They then heard Hashem's sound in the garden and hid. After being asked why he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adam blamed Chav, who blamed the snake. The snake was cursed with eating dust his whole life and an eternal hatred between him and the offspring of the woman. Chav was cursed with subservience to her husband and pain of pregnancy, childbirth, and child rearing. Adam was cursed with difficult, hard toiling of the ground and little yield for his hard work. Hashem then made garments for Adam and Chava and then sent them out of Gan Eden. Adam and Chava had two children, Cain, who worked the ground, and Hevel, who was a shepherd. Cain brought an offering to Hashem of inferior plants. Hevel brought the choicest of his flock. Hashem turned to Hevel's offering by sending a fire down from heaven. Cain was upset, started a fight with Hevel, and killed him. Because of this, he was cursed with eternal wandering, yet granted reprieve that he would only be killed after seven generations, and he was killed by his descendant Lamech, who was blind and mistook him for an animal. Adam then had another child, Shes, who had Enosh, who had Canaan, who had Mahalalel, who had Yared, who had Chanoch, a big tzaddik, who had Mesushelech, who had Lemech, who had Noach. Noach had Shem, Cham, and Yefes at 500 years old. Now the people of those times were evil, corrupting order, taking whatever woman they wanted. Hashem gave them a time cap of 120 years for them to do tshuva, after which he would destroy the world with a mabul. Noach, however, found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.